Listening practice 4. Isabella, Jake and Martin are doing a project about the homeless people in Hong Kong. Listen to their conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided below and on the next page. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
So, we've watched some videos on YouTube about the homeless people in Hong Kong. Which ones do you find the most inspiring?
Well, I really like the story of Melissa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what is it about then?
Well, it's the story about a young girl's struggle with adversity. Melissa was born in Hong Kong in 1988 to drug-addicted parents. As you can imagine, she was not given a lot of love and care. Things hit an all-time low when Melissa's mother died from a drug overdose. Being penniless, Melissa and her father were forced to live on the street. It was tough for Melissa. They'd lived under an overpass for 2 years before they were sent to a homeless shelter by a social worker. She said, "It wasn't a happy childhood experience for me at the homeless shelter. But I kept telling myself that things would get better. Things couldn't get worse, so the only way left was up. I suppose thinking positively was my only choice." Despite lacking a proper home and support from her father, Melissa excelled in school. She eventually won a scholarship to study at Harvard University. Now, she is a famous lawyer in Hong Kong.
That's really amazing!
Was there one that you liked, Isabella?
I really liked the story of Caleb.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
Caleb was born into a dysfunctional family with an abusive father in Macau. If that wasn't bad enough, Caleb's mother died in a car accident. Needless to say, he became a troubled teenager and got kicked out of school at the age of 15.
Oh, no.
But Caleb loves writing, the only thing he'd ever found solace in. Eventually, he wrote a play called Never Say Never, and he moved to Hong Kong to stage it. The play bombed, and Caleb had spent all his money on staging the play. He was forced to live in a tunnel for 6 months. He tried to launch the play 4 times. Finally, the play took off and launched his career. Caleb is now one of the highest paid men in the entertainment business in Hong Kong, where he writes, produces and directs movies and television shows.
Oh, I didn't know that the famous movie producer Caleb Sung was once homeless. What an amazing story.
Yeah, right. The other thing was, I wanted to get some feedback from you, Jake, about the newspaper article I wrote. Remember I wrote an article about the homeless people in Hong Kong? Have you read it?
Yes, I had a quick glance. Yes, it's an interesting article, and I'm surprised to find that there are so many homeless people in Hong Kong.
It is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is estimated that there are over 1,400 homeless people in Hong Kong. This figure is double that of the previous year.
Wow.
I suppose one of the reasons is a severe lack of affordable housing in Hong Kong.
Yes, and the high property prices too. But I'm not surprised to learn that Sham Shui Po has the highest number of homeless people. It is an old area and is one of the poorest districts in Hong Kong.
What's more interesting to me is that everyone in 5 people in Hong Kong lives in poverty.
every 1 in 5 people.
Yep. It's a surprising fact, really. I mean, considering the fact that Hong Kong is an affluent city.
I suppose that's due to the big wealth gap between the rich and the poor. Some people here in Hong Kong are ridiculously rich.
Yes. Hong Kong has the highest income gap between the rich and the poor of any developed economy in the world. There are so many people here who can barely make ends meet. And do you know that there are over 650,000 people who live in poverty even though they work?
You're talking about the working poor?
Yes.
No, I really had no idea.
I really think that the government should provide more public housing and homeless shelters for people.
You certainly can add that suggestion to your article. Anyway, it's a nice article. Well done, Martin.
That is the end of Listening Practice 4. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.